Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. Samvidhan Hatya Devas is being observed today. It serves as a reminder of what happened when the Constitution of India was trampled over on 25th June 1975. It is also a day to pay homage to each and every person who suffered due to the excesses of the emergency. A report.
The emergency was declared in a backdrop of mounting political unrest and judicial developments that shook the legitimacy of the ruling leadership. Parliament passed a series of constitutional amendments during the emergency that weakened judicial review and institutional checks. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program of Akashvani, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, emergency was the darkest chapter of Indian history.
Yeh Bharat ke itihas ka kala daur tha. Lakho logon ne emergency ka puri taakat se virodh kiya tha. लोकतंत्र के समर्थकों पर उस दौरान इतना अत्याचार किया गया, इतनी यातनाएं दी गई कि आज भी मन से हर उठता है.
The Shark Mission of Inquiry found that over 1.07 crore sterilizations were conducted nationwide during the emergency. Around 26,000 government and public sector employees were retired prematurely. Karhar Akashvani News, Kohima.
India has welcomed reports of a ceasefire between Iran and Israel and the role played by the US and Qatar. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs has reiterated that there is no alternative to dialogue and diplomacy to address and resolve the multiple conflicts in the region. The ministry said India stands ready to play its part in these efforts and hopes that all concerned parties will work towards sustained peace and stability. It added that New Delhi remains deeply concerned about the prospects for overall and sustained regional security and stability. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has authorised the Chief of Defence Staff, CDS, and Secretary of Department of Military Affairs to issue joint instructions and orders for all three services. This is a major step towards modernisation and transformation of the armed forces. In a statement, Defence Ministry said the decision marks a shift from the earlier system, wherein instructions and orders related to two or more services were issued by each service separately. The joint order emphasizes the need to streamline procedures, eliminate redundancies, and enhance cross-service cooperation. Health and Family Welfare Minister P. Paiwang Konyak has said that land donations with conditions have become a significant hurdle in timely execution of government development projects in the state. He made these remarks during his visit to the recently upgraded Community Health Center, CHC, at Sataka under Zinheboto district yesterday as part of the second phase of his statewide tour under the Viksit Nagaland for Viksit Bharat initiative. Following the inspection of the CHC building, the minister urged landowners to donate land for hospitals as an act of humanity and selflessness. Reiterating his commitment to fully develop the CHC, he sought cooperation from both landowners and citizens, stating that the centre would become a model CHC upon completion. Mr. Konyak also assured that health worker strength would be increased once the facility is fully functional. The minister also called on civil society groups to help citizens register under CMHIS and Ayushman Bharat health schemes, ensuring no one is left without access to free health care. He also stressed that pharmacies operating without legal documentation or unqualified personnel would face cancellation as per law. Marking his visit, Mr. Konyak planted a tree sapling at the CHC and also visited PHC Sataka, where he interacted with patients and inspected the drugstore and laboratory. He also met with BJP workers, urging their support in achieving the Prime Minister's vision of a developed Nagaland. The minister later visited the construction site of the new district hospital in Zinheboto, accompanied by local MLA and advisor for food and civil supplies, KT Sukhalu, and senior health officials. Jal Jeevan Mission, JJM, projects are currently being implemented in 112 villages across Paik district. This update was shared during the district-level committee meeting on water and sanitation for the implementation of JJM held on Monday. Executive Engineer of PAGD, Narasin Jami, informed that JJM projects are being implemented through the initiatives of the WATSAN committees in each village. Of the total, 91 villages are under the supervision of PAGD, with 60% of the work already completed and certified by the department. Meanwhile, Project Director of DRDA PIC, Joy Lohe, reported that JJM projects in 25 villages are being implemented under the Rural Development Department and all 25 projects have been successfully completed. And the 21st Nagaland State Chess Championship 2025 is scheduled to be held from July 3rd to 5th at the Nagaland Olympic Association Office Complex in Kohima. The top four players from the championship will earn the opportunity to represent Nagaland at the 62nd National Chess Championship to be held in Andhra Pradesh this September. The last date for entry is July 1st by 5 p.m. Participants must be registered with the AICF for the 2025-26 season. Registration can be completed at https://brs.aicf.in, followed by payment of the entry fee. For more information, interested players can contact 700-5458-265. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.